You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
And let's finish the program with this. The Department of Public Works obtaining a court order to evict residents of a shanty town that has sprung up around the Castle of Good Hope in the city. It's an issue that one imagines has the potential to really divide Cape Town now. James de Villiers is with me, who speaks for the Minister of Public Works, Dean McPherson. Mr. de Villiers, welcome. Why did the department go to court to seek this order?
Yeah, I think the Minister of Public Works has been adamant since the beginning that we need to protect public assets to make sure that public assets can be used for public good. And unfortunately, where occupations take place, those assets can't be used for public good. However, the Minister, on a tour of the property on Friday with the City of Cape Town Mayor, Jordan Hill and Lewis, emphasized that it's really about the dignity of the individual staying there. If you go to the Castle of Good Hope now, it's really inhumane conditions where those people are staying in, and therefore the City of Cape Town has really done pioneering work to establish safe spaces where these individuals can stay, where they can wash, where they can clean. It's safe, it's secure, and they can voluntarily go there, and that offer has been there from the start.
But the difficulty is going to ensure that the alternative accommodation meet needs beyond that of just a temporary shelter, surely?
Yes, and that's where the Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure has really commended the work the city has done, because the City of Cape Town has really played a pioneering role in South Africa in establishing these safe spaces. Because not only, as mentioned by yourself, is these safe spaces a safe space to stay and eat and drink, but they also offer individuals services to Home Affairs to make sure they've got access to identity documents, etc., as well as EPWP work opportunities to make sure that these people are able to find a sustainable livelihood in the future.
How many people are we talking about?
I do not have the correct number of the amount of individuals staying there. You have to remember that the court order specifically stipulates that people are urged to voluntarily leave the site. So some of the people staying there might decide to leave to family or to other alternative accommodation, or they can choose to enter the city provided facilities.
And should they dig in and refuse?
Well, then the eviction order will be carried out by the sheriff of the Western Cape High Court.
What steps, and you mentioned the word dignity, what steps are being taken to ensure that this is all done humanely and with respect for people's rights?
Yeah, the individual, according to the court order, the individual staying there has a month to vacate the premises. So there's already a notice going up at the property indicating that the facility needs to be evacuated. And thereby, there's a voluntary offer by the City of Cape Town since the start of the occupation that they are able to enter these facilities of the city. So no one will be forced to enter these facilities, but the facilities are there, which provide a much safer and humane condition, living condition for people than what they find at the Castle of Good at the moment.
How do you respond, or how does the minister respond to claims that this particular process simply prioritizes tourism over addressing a wider problem of homelessness?
I think that's incorrect, because not only is the Castle of Good Hope eviction order that was granted, but the Department of Public Works is busy with a number of eviction orders across the country for properties that have been occupied. In the city of Itakwini, a property has been evacuated that was formerly occupied by the South African Police Service. The individuals occupying that premises have been removed. A separate court order was also granted at the Waterloo property in the city of Cape Town. So it's really not about a tourism site, but it's more about public owned properties that are illegally occupied that needs to be evacuated to ensure that they are used for the greater public good.
I understand that, but you'll concede all of this does leave a bitter taste in the mouth, doesn't it? It's not nice to evict people, is it?
No, unfortunately, I don't think anyone would like to find a situation where we have currently, and that's why the City of Cape Town is probably the best in the country done work to establish these safe spaces to, exactly like you said, provide people with the dignity of the safe spaces, with food, with shelter, with water. No one, I don't think any of us in South Africa wants individuals to be staying on the side of the streets and the cold and wet winters of Cape Town. I don't think that's dignified to anyone living in South Africa at the moment.
Just finally, and on another issue, a while back the minister was talking to me about the construction mafia across different promises, and there was a plan to put a stop to this. What progress has been made?
Yeah, so big progress is being made in having a summit, possibly at the end of October in KwaZulu-Natal, where all the public works MECs across the country will gather, as well as ministers in the law enforcement cluster, to ensure that we devise a comprehensive strategy to address the issue of construction mafia in South Africa.
What's the minister's thinking on that strategy? What needs to be done immediately?
I don't think we can preempt the outcome of a meeting of such a nature, but I do think the minister has expressed concerns over the 30% procurement rule that has been used to abuse by criminal elements. And he says a way needs to be found to truly empower black and small businesses without it being used by criminal entities across the country.
James de Villiers, thank you very much indeed. Speaks for the Public Works Minister, Dean McPherson.